It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, sure, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing. So long.
Magic, pure magic, an American exceptionalism. They had to have recorded that one. And then that one's the sweet spot. And then they went into the booth to say, okay, let's do the playback. And they all looked at each other, eyes as big as pie plates, jaws hitting the floor. Yeah, that's it right there. There's the A take right there. Bobby Darin and Beyond the Sea. Is it called Beyond the Sea? I forget the title of it. Derek Stone, can you find out what the Kevin Spacey, Bobby Darin story was called? Kevin Spacey played Bobby Darin, and I don't care whether you love or hate Kevin Spacey, he outdid himself. That was one of the best movies ever. I mean, really, in terms of somebody mimicking somebody else. What a killer representation that was. And Kevin Spacey's story on that was, he said when he was a kid, his mom would play Bobby Darin around the house. He got addicted to it. He couldn't get enough Bobby Darin, so he started singing Bobby Darin, idolized him. I think the name of it's Beyond the Sea. But anyway, look that up. Probably find it on Netflix or YouTube or something like that. I referenced the Tucker Carlson, Vladimir Putin interview. Now, Babylon Bee nailed it. They said they'd become best friends. Oh, it's called Beyond the Sea, right? It is Beyond the Sea? Cool. Look it up. It's probably on Netflix, Beyond the Sea with Kevin Spacey. Way cool stuff. That's before we knew Kevin Spacey was a normal human being, flawed and somewhat of a demon, which we all are. We all got it going on. But he got nailed. Anyway, where was I? The Babylon Bee really blew it over the left, knocked it over the left field wall, blew it out with Tucker Carlson and a bare-chested Vladimir Putin riding a bear through Red Square, chugging vodka. Perfect. Just simply perfect. Now, there isn't much action going on in the interview with Putin, but I think they would have never done it. But how cool would that have been? Now, Tucker drinks because I've seen him in his studio drinking whiskey with, who was it? Alex Jones. Or they talked about doing that because Alex Jones has a brand of whiskey now. But it would have been way cooler if Vlad kept referencing, this happened back at this table, right back here in the next room. They should have been at the table with Stolichnaya and pounding shots while they did the interview. Of course, you never know. Don't know what kind of a drinker Vlad is. He might have got off the rails. A couple of shots and he goes wild. Next thing you know, he says Tucker shot. You never know. He could have done that too in a nanosecond. Nobody could do a thing about it. And by the way, the EU would have loved it. They would pay him to do it. They're really mad at Tucker for doing that interview. It's shocking to a lot of the world when a journalist actually acts like a journalist, isn't it? They don't know what to make of it. The journalists now are just beside themselves. Whoa, wait a minute. He did what? Glenn Beck does that too. Glenn Beck, you could argue, is, if not the United States, but one of the world's foremost investigative journalists. Digs in, does all the homework, has the research to have to die for, and really lays it out. Okay, let me make sure everything's working here. Yeah, everything's working. Everything seems to be working. We've got the control rods down. That's cool. So far, we don't have any overheating in the cooling tank. It's almost time for me to start the next tune. Just posted a really cool butcher. He's butchering up. I don't know what this is. It doesn't look like a cow. It might be the side of a buffalo. But he is real. I mean, I want a steak now. I really want a steak. One that's somewhat bloody. Yeah. Go over and see that. In fact, you should be on Theron Exington on Facebook. It's a must. This is not obligatory. This is mandatory. If you're not there, something's horribly wrong in your life. Theron Exington on Facebook. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. You better leave.
Let me hear, tell me, dear. Talk to me. Talk to me.
We still got a couple more in the mix today. I told you when I started the show off today, we're a very Little Willie John centric. I figure if you can't dig this, you got a hole in your soul. Probably shouldn't be here anyway. But that's Little Willie John and Talk to Me. He came out of Cincinnati. They called it the Ice House. It was King Federal. That's where James Brown came out of. The Loman Pauling and the Five Royals. All, so much stuff. Earl Bostick. I mean, this was a major, major recording operation. Do I have time to tell you this story? One of the coolest stories I ever heard about that. The guy that ran that was a guy named Sid Nathan. And he was Wynonie Harris came out of there, too. We don't have any of him in the mix today, but Wynonie Harris was supposed to do a recording session with him. It was in New York, I think. And Sid put up all the money, got the musicians, everything, and Wynonie didn't show up. And he had a reputation of being unreliable, drunk, you know, all that. But what a talent. He, at the time, they said he was the Elvis of the black community. I mean, he was that good of a singer. And Sid got really mad and tracked him down, went to where he lives, and he knocked on the door. And a girl answers the door, naked, lets him in, takes him back to the bedroom, gets back in bed. Wynonie's in bed with these two women, and he's wearing pink panties, and they're knocked out on whiskey. And he said, I don't know what his excuse was. Well, that's a pretty good excuse. But he didn't make it to the session. So Sid Nathan said he was really pissed off, but he sat there and negotiated a contract with them. And they did a verbal contract. And Wynonie finally got it together and came in and recorded so many cool tunes. So many cool tunes. Again, we're not going to play them on the show today. I've played them many times on the show. Wynonie Harris, what a talent. He ended up dying. Sad, sad, twisted life. I mean, he lost all of his talent to alcohol. He just drank himself to death, but what a shame. And at one point, somebody, who was it? Can't remember, said they walked into a bar, and there was Wynonie at the table. He could barely talk. His voice was just gone from alcohol. Literally drank himself to death, like that Leaving Las Vegas cat. But, yeah, that's one of the coolest stories. Now, I don't know if it's a cool story, but it's one of the rock and roll stories, rhythm and blues stories from back in the day. To come out of King Federal Records. I know they all got them. Oh, they all got them, especially when they were dealing with Specialty and Little Richard. There's some. Oh, and there's a story I can't talk about on the radio. If you ever see me in real life, ask me to tell you about the Louis Prima Keeley Smith story out of Vegas. Yeah, I can't say that one on the radio. It's truly amazing stuff. The lore of the road. What's his name did that? Did a great job on that, too. The guy that gave us Beavis and Butthead, Mike Judge. He did Tales of the Tour Bus or whatever. If you haven't seen that yet, you need to see that. It's up on YouTube, no doubt. Tales of the Tour Bus. And the things that come out with, he's got Jerry Lee Lewis up there, Waylon Jennings, a whole bunch of people. And it's all done animated in Mike Judge style, but it's true stories, stone cold true stories. Yeah, the Tales of the Tour Bus. You know, that stuff fascinates me. A lot of these cats, why are they still alive? But they are, and thank God. Thank God they did took the path they took, because had they not, they wouldn't have been doing the stuff they did, and we wouldn't have this stuff. Pure magic. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
It's cozy in the park tonight when you cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Oh man, moon begins to glow, he's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming starting chirping a song, while fireflies are gleaming. We kiss and kiss, ooh, all night long. Then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the late, late show.
In my hand, I dig a 10-foot ditch and run through the jungle fighting lions with a switch. Of course, you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I love you, baby. Well, if I don't love you, baby, grits and groceries, eggs and poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. World, I got blisters on my feet, trying to find my baby and bring her home with me. You better run into me, baby, and be convinced. If you don't run into me, woman, you ain't got no sense. Of course, you know I love you, baby. Well, you know I love you, baby. Well, if I don't love you, baby, grits and groceries, eggs and poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. Forget, lost all my money, my woman and my pet. I got to have your baby, settle for nothing less. Give up all my good time girls and set for happiness. Of course you know I love you, baby. Well, you know I love you, baby. Well, you know I want you, baby. Yes, your smiling face is my heavenly light. Baby,
mad.
You know, the lyric in that tune, he's just making things rhyme. There's some really stupid rhymes in there. And they only did it because of the bridge, obviously. I don't know that, but I would think so because the title of that tune. That's Little Willie John, of course, yet one more time. Unmistakable voice. Unmistakable talent, too. Grits Ain't Groceries, Eggs Ain't Poultry, and Mona Lisa Was a Man. Yeah, they had to find something because they had that, right? So they made up these stupid lyrics in there. Everyone next year, you're on the edge. Waxing punditry here every Friday, every day. I have an opinion, Jack. And that's what we do here. We get paid to do that, to spew it out there. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. Thanks for swinging on by. Yet one more cool promo, which is buried because I'm also prolifically posting on Facebook. But go over and see the actual promo for the show today. Thank you, Alma X, yet one more time, coming up with a cool poster child, if you will. Again, if you're not aware of these, where have you been? Have you been under a rock with a Geico caveman? I get these pictures. They just get thrown to me. And then I look at the picture, and I start typing. That's it. I look at the picture, I start typing. There's no pre-planned anything. Usually takes place in about 15 minutes, maybe 20. Well, I always got to go back and correct like 1,000 mistyped things. But other than that, that's basically how it happens. And those are always up on Facebook, promos for the show. Collector items, I might say. In fact, at one point, Lisa X said we should make a book out of these. And I said, let's do it. If you compile them all, and she did, and then we found out. I sort of knew this, but I didn't actually know it until I ran it by some people. I can't use any of the pictures. I don't own them. I don't have any rights to them. I mean, if I put together a coffee table book and the pictures are in there and somebody comes back and says, hey, that's me. That's my daughter. What did you say about those people? Well, not just that, but you can't use this. You're making money selling this. So it wouldn't work with the text drawing. You know how it would work, how it could work. But I've got to find a willing accomplice artist. I need an artist that would go in and is good enough to go in and look at those pictures and then do pen and ink, kind of like what's his name, Cyril did for Hunter S. Thompson, with the trip. He was an artist, did a lot of stuff in Rolling Stone, but he illustrated Hunter Thompson's book. And what was the name of that? Was it Leaving Las Vegas or whatever it was? No, it was Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. But that type of artwork I need. If anybody out there is listening as an artist, hey, man, call me or email me or whatever, x@whamradio.com, x@whamradio.com. We'd love to pull that together because, man, that would make a great coffee table book. Many people hang on those. They just wait for Friday to see what kind of a post we're going to come up with. And they're waiting for me to fall off the wire. That's even cooler yet. I'm working without a net. You know that, right? I work without a net. Yeah. Flaming chafing dishes underneath, which reminds me, we were at Windschuler's in Marshall. This was so many years ago. Oh, my God, this is like 15 lifetimes back. we're fairly drunk at the end of the night, and people were arguing over who's going to pay the check, and these two guys really got into it. They wanted to pay the check, and they started arm wrestling over chafing dishes. No, I'm not making this up. This is at Windschuler's, and those of you that know Windschuler's, cool restaurant. They weren't ready for us. But they didn't get in the way. And I think my pal Tom actually won that one. Arm wrestling at the table over flaming chafing dishes. Now, that's cool. I completely forgot about that until just now. That's not a delusion. That actually happened. I'm not hallucinating. But you never know. I watched a chilling special documentary on Alzheimer's the other night. I think it was on Amazon. See, I don't know. I'm having an Alzheimer's moment now. I don't know if it was Amazon or Netflix. I never know. But it was some scary stuff. And I thought, you know, and then he talks about at the end how just about everybody comes in some type of a semblance of that by the time they hit their 80s. And I thought, uh-oh, I'm only a few years away. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Just don't understand.
Fifth Element in the Universe. No lie. Powerful Force, Elmore James, Fifth Element in the Universe. That's the song that was referenced in today's promo post for the show. It happens every Friday. I get this crazy cool picture from Alma X. I write some noir verbiage or whatever. And that's the song that was referenced in there that the Lena was listening to on her stereo system, Madison Blues. And that's J.T. Brown's sax right there. Is that cool or what? That's cooler than hell. In my opinion, that's probably the best song he's ever done in the history of mankind. He's most famous for Dust My Broom, which is fairly pedestrian after you've heard it for the 12,000th time. But that right there, you never get sick of that one, man. As I've said before, if I have to be trapped on a desert island with 4 out of 5 dentists, I want that with me right there and a means by which to play it. Way cool. Elmore James, Madison Blues. That's it. It's just about time for me to fly out the door. As always, we do this every Friday, Alternative Bump Music Friday. And then Derek Stone over there, the Swiss Army knife of the show, he surgically chops the show up, and we stick it up in archive. So if you miss anything, if you miss any of the tunes or any of the banter, it'll all be up there for you. I guess it's Super Bowl weekend. Derek, did you buy any ad time on there? No, you didn't. You know, $7 million for 30 seconds. You didn't buy any ad time for the show? Well, anyway, I may have to actually watch the Super Bowl. We'll see. Hey, what time's the game on? I'll see you back here next week.